This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
I've got a gorgeous woman actually across the panel from me. Her name is Megan, and she does a bit of work for, well, Berry Street Foster Care Organisation. Welcome to the panel. Now, today is all about talking about Berry Street. What is Berry Street Organisation?
Well, Berry Street's a child and family welfare organisation in Victoria. We're an independent organisation, so we're not a church-based organisation or
good
affiliated to any religious organisation. We're independent, and we're actually the largest independent child and family organisation in Victoria.
You've been around for a little while, so I think you might be doing something right, because you've been around since, what, the 1875 or something?
1877, yeah. We started here in Melbourne.
Oh, wow.
Down in East Melbourne in our original form, and we've grown since then.
Tell us a little bit about the families that come through Berry Street, Megan.
So we work with children and young people and women and families across Victoria.
Yeah.
They've quite often experienced abuse,
yep.
And difficulties, sometimes family violence,
yep.
And trauma,
yep.
And in need of help and support.
So do you provide accommodation?
Yeah, we have a number of programs. We have family services programs,
yep.
Family violence programs,
yep.
Education. We actually operate an independent school, registered school.
Yep.
We have three campuses across Victoria, and we have a number of out-of-home care programs. So they're for children and young people that have been removed from home,
yep.
by child protection,
yep.
who can't live with their families, who've often experienced abuse and violence and trauma, and they live in our foster care programs, so living with volunteers in the community, in the volunteers' home, who
wow.
become their foster parents,
yeah.
And also residential houses where we have fully trained staff that work with them in the homes.
Yeah. How does one become a foster carer?
They call us.
Yeah. Yeah.
They contact Berry Street. We have a 1-800 number, which is 1-800-U-FOSTER.
So yep.
that's 1-800-8367-837.
Yep.
And they tell us that they're interested in becoming a foster carer, and we give them information. We go out and meet with them and talk to them about foster care and what it involves.
Yep.
And there's a whole assessment process and a training process as well before people foster children. So it's quite a detailed and lengthy process, because we always want to make sure that we've got the right people,
yeah.
to take care of kids, because it's a huge responsibility and it's a really special job.
Yeah. You know what? I want to ask you a little bit more about gay parenting, because about 6 months ago I interviewed a guy by the name of Kevin, and he was talking about being a foster carer, but he's also gay.
Yep.
Do you get gay families coming through?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
The world's a diverse place, and
yes.
We have gay clients, we have gay staff, gay
yep.
carers. It takes a lot of different people to look after kids.
Yep.
So.
That's fantastic. Street.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Berry Street Foster Care is calling on people just like you to provide foster care to all sorts of kids of all ages in need of support. It might be for a few days, a few weeks, or much longer. If you're single, a couple, married, not married, or of any gender, you can help. You can live in a house, a flat, or in shared accommodation. Just bring a sense of humour, patience, and your open-mindedness. Do you think you have what it takes to be a foster carer? Find out. Call the foster care team 9239 1400, or see berrystreet.org.au for more information. Joy sponsor.
Joy 94.9. Got a lovely guest in, Megan from Berry Street. She's the regional director of the southeastern part of Victoria. Is that correct, Megan? Am
that's
I making
right.
sense?
No, that's right.
Wonderful. We're talking about foster care and how important it is,
mm-hmm.
and especially for children. And usually families go in either through family violence, violence and all of that stuff. But to support them, we need funding, don't we?
Absolutely, yeah. We're mainly government funded.
Yeah.
So this time of year, with our Christmas appeal, we really rely on donations. So there's never enough government funding, as everyone always says.
Yeah. But,
so we rely heavily on the community support that we get.
Yeah. And this time is such a difficult time for families.
Christmas is a really difficult time for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But it is a time about family. So for a lot of our clients, they either maybe won't know where they're going to be at Christmas.
Yeah.
They may not be able to afford presents for their kids, and that's really hard. And for a lot of our children and young people, they may not see their families this Christmas, and so that's particularly difficult. They're not going to wake up with mum and dad and have presents under the tree. So our Christmas appeal is about getting donations of presents, Christmas presents, so that our kids don't miss out, like, you know, and have a Christmas like other children do.
Yeah. How old are the kids?
From babies through to 18.
Through to 18.
For a lot of them. Some of our programs work with people over 18.
Yeah, right.
But for the children that we work with, they can range from little ones through to big ones.
So what can we do to help? Tell us a little bit about the Christmas appeal.
So our Christmas appeal is quite huge. Our target this year is 10,000 gifts.
10,000?
Last year we had just over 9,000, but every year we, you know,
we want to raise the bar, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. So we're aiming for 10,000 gifts. So people can either donate gifts themselves if people love shopping and getting out there and buying presents, or they can donate funds, and then those funds go directly to buying presents, so we'll go out and do the shopping for them.
That is fantastic. Now, that's the worst bit of the job, do you reckon?
I think so, but some people might love it. They might love shopping.
Yeah, you either love shopping or you hate it.
That's it depends on what you're shopping for.
Yep. So how do we get involved? So you can donate. We call up your Berry Street?
Yeah, if you have presents that you want to donate, you can bring them down to our central office, which is in Richmond, number 1 Salisbury Street in Richmond. It's just off Church Street between Victoria Street and Bridge Road. You'll see the 7-Eleven, and you look up and there's a big Berry Street sign. So between business hours, people can take presents down there. But if you want to donate, you can get onto our website and donate directly. That's www.berrystreet.org.au.
Oh, how fantastic. So please, I urge you to help these families. We all know that Christmas is such a, it's a wonderful time, but it's also a very difficult time for families struggling when they don't have families.
That's right.
So our aim is $10,000.
10,000 gifts.
10,000 gifts, and $10,000 would be nice.
That as
it?
Well would be fantastic if someone wants to give us $10,000.
Wonderful. Okay, so you've heard that, berrystreet.org.au if you want to find out more. If you want to find out even more, you can ring our gorgeous Richard on 1300-JOY-949, and we'll have a podcast of this for you to listen to a little bit later on. Is there anything else that you wanted to cover for us, Megan?
Probably with our Christmas appeal, we always struggle with presents for teenage boys.
Yeah,
everyone
right.
loves getting presents for little kids.
Yeah.
Because you can look at Thomas the Tank and Hot Wheels and Barbie and all those sorts of things. But teenage boys are really, really hard. So we really struggle with that. So we have some suggestions for people.
Great.
They, you know, we can look at skateboards and basketballs and, you know, general sporting things and sports bags and, you know, the board shorts and Havaiana thongs and all those sorts of things that people love. Beach towels, jewellery.
Okay.
There's lots of ideas, but that's where we usually struggle, is teenage boys are hard
teenage
to buy for.
Teenage boys.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you heard that. Some boy toys, really.
All vouchers. Vouchers are always good. JB Hi-Fi, all those sorts of
vouchers
places.
Vouchers are brilliant, actually. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Music voucher, I'd be wrapped with. All right. Well, you've gotten all the details there. Now, one more thing before I let you go. You, off-air, were telling me a little bit about our first Berry Street Pride March.
That's right. Berry Street is, for the first time, going to be marching in Pride, which we're really excited about. We're going to be down at Carnival, and we're going to be up at Chill Out, so people can come and see Berry Street. If you want to be a foster carer or want to get involved, we'll be there, and we'll be visual, and come up and say hi, and we can have a chat.
That is so fantastic. So you got all that from Megan. Megan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
All right, I'll see you at Pride March.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.